Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chovot HaLevavot tells us that when a person is in need of financial assistance, he should focus his energies towards Hashem. He should rely on Hashem to produce the money and understand that the people he's going to approach are just messengers. The same way, he says, when a farmer plants and the ground yields a beautiful crop, the farmer thanks Hashem and recognizes that it was him who brought about the blessing. So too, when we ask people for money and they give us, we have to realize they are no different than the ground. It was really Hashem who sent it, and we need to thank him for it. We also thank the messengers for being the vehicle which Hashem used, but the main thank you goes to Hashem. We find people going out to collect funds for different needs. Some collect the amount they need easily, and some don't get what they want, even after a great deal of toil and effort. The difference between them is that for one, Hashem decreed it should go easy, and for the other one, he decreed that that he needed to struggle. It is not because this one asked the right people, or this one was dressed nicer. It is only because of Hashem. When Hashem decides a person should be helped, the person will be helped. A rabbi told me that this past week, he walked into his shul at 6:30 a.m., and he saw a young woman standing in the hallway trying to collect dollars. It was a strange sight. She looked like a girl who belonged in high school. The rabbi asked her what she was collecting for, and she replied with tears in her eyes that she came from Israel and she's trying to collect money for her own wedding. Her parents are struggling. No one from her family is able to help her. And so she flew in by herself and met an uncle of hers who's taking her around from shul to shul to ask for help. The rabbi asked her for verification, and she had numerous ways of proving that her story was true. He then told her, "You go and come back in an hour. I'll make an appeal for you to my congregation." The rabbi told this story to his kehilah, and on the spot, they raised $5,000 for her, which was about half of what she needed. The rabbi said further that that morning there was a doctor praying with them in shul who had never come to this shul in his life. He was there because he needed to speak to the rabbi after the prayers. The doctor told the rabbi he was so touched that the congregation just donated $5,000 so quickly, and he himself was moved by the plight of this young woman, so he asked for her number so he could help as well. Later on that day, the doctor forwarded a picture to the rabbi of a brand new wedding gown. He said he's related to the owner of a high-end wedding gown store, and he asked the owner to do him a favor and donate a gown to this bride. It was brand new, right out of the box, something beyond this girl's wildest expectations. The doctor said he also called some of his friends, and together they donated the other $5,000 that she needed. Plus, one of their wives took her to buy a wig and an outfit for each day of her Sheva Berachot. This girl was ready to go back to Israel after just one stop in America. This is Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem wanted her to be helped, so he arranged that the right messengers would be in the right place to help her. We can all access Hashem's help. Whenever we need anything, we should focus our energies and rely on him. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we will all have Siyata Dishmaya as well. Have a great day.